Recorded Books and RB Digital present Running by Natalia Sylvester, narrated by Frankie Corzo. For Nono. Prologue. Gloria collects the mangoes from the tree in our backyard once they've fallen, but before the birds or bugs can get to them. She cuts them into cubes and lets me nibble on the pepa, and then she packs them into my lunch in a little Tupperware with a spoon. When I get home from school, the first thing she always asks is, "Did you remember to bring back the tupper?" Then she washes the container by hand and leaves it to dry face down on the kitchen counter. In the mornings, I help her pack me and my brother's lunches while I wait for my mom and dad to get dressed. I cut our sandwiches into triangles and put them in Ziplocs. I put the cold cuts back in the fridge and wipe the counter. Somehow, Gloria always sneaks in a note on my napkin. I know I'm too old for them, but they're funny. Usually some pun having to do with my food. Like with the mangoes, she'll write, "Man, go eat some fruit," spelled F-R-U-T. She always spells fruit like that. She's learning and she's trying, but it's the words that are similar in English and Spanish that trip her up. She even has a language app on her phone that she plays in the kitchen while she cooks, but only if my parents aren't home yet. It makes her say things like, "The mountain is too far to walk," which cracks me up because there's not a single mountain in Miami, unless you count Mount Trashmore, the landfill we pass on the highway anytime we go to Orlando. The morning after Bobby dropped his bombshell of a plan on our futures, the papaya tree in our neighbor's yard had yielded fruits the size of footballs. It had grown at an angle so that one of the fruits...